Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
Yeah, so it's finally Friday. Pretty much like after almost 3 months, I'm getting to the last phase of my quarter and been rushing around trying to get things done and get things finished. I just got home about an hour ago. I ended up having to go to urgent care because I was gradually getting dizzy over the week. Right, I'm having a hard time focusing. So I went on campus today because I was going to do try to finish all my projects today so that next week I could just concentrate on my PowerPoint stuff. And then started getting worse and worse. So finally on the way home, I was like, all right, I got to go in. So I went to urgent care and I have my middle ears all messed up. It's like, what the hell? My middle ear. So I guess if you have an earache or an ear infection, it can make you dizzy. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure that's all it is? Because I'm thinking something more complicated, you know. But hey, if it could fix, that'd be great. But I also have to start doing these head exercises. I think there's something like with the liquid. The doctor said, you know, it's nothing anybody does, is like sometimes it just happens. Something with the liquid in my middle ear is not right, so I have to like do these head exercises when I wake up. So that will hopefully eliminate waking up dizzy all the time. I don't know, we'll see. I'll have to research it because my computer is kind of running kind of strange tonight. I came on, it's the first time I opened this computer, and it was like over 40 days. And so I have to do a scan and like an updated scan thing, and it's kind of sucking all the power to my stuff. So everything I try to open is taking forever, and I wasn't able to do a whole lot. So I came home and I realized I missed, I guess there was a couple of things going on. Tomorrow we're going to the Bernie Sanders rally and kind of getting ready for that. I will do the YouTube hangouts from there, but it will be at a different angle. You know, most people play the actual speech. I'm going to just be walking among the people and I'm going to see what's going on, because I guess in Fresno, which is only a couple hours away from here, they had Trump over there, and somebody was showing on their phone or tablet. I guess the cops were rushing Trump out of the area. And then when I went on YouTube, I guess there was protest in San Diego also. So I think there was a lot of stuff that went down, but I can't find anything on Fresno, which is weird because I think the Fresno thing was just as bad as the San Diego. And, you know, this part of the area, it is pretty conservative, very, very conservative area, Bakersfield, Fresno, and, you know, the desert. But there's also a huge Hispanic population because you have the crops. You got, you know, crops and migrant workers out here and stuff. So it's kind of, I don't know. So I'm sure Bernie Sanders rally is going to be something big. And just the fact that someone's coming to Bakersfield, I think finally, even though our votes don't count technically, but anyways, because I don't think they do, because I still remember the last election, I went to vote and they were already calling the winner. And they didn't even tally up the votes yet. Like, we were still in line voting. So, I don't know about all that stuff. I don't know. So, that's it on politics. that's it for me. I'm kind of looking forward to being on vacation. I mean, I feel like the last 2 or 3 months have been very productive. I probably worked... I haven't worked this hard in a long time. Like, I really busted my butt. And I've come across some great opportunities for my future. So I still haven't made a decision yet. I'm still procrastinating, but I know I need to make one by the end of this week on which path I'm going to take for this last phase of my life. So it's kind of, I don't know. And it's really weird, like how things come together, you know, in your life. Like you think back to things that you've learned in your past. And at the time, you don't see a foreseeable future. Stuff that kind of blow your mind, like before the internet. Let's say before you got your computers and internet and you were training for specific jobs and jobs that they can't even foresee. And that's one thing people got to keep in mind. Yeah, you could go to college for a specific career, but there's no guarantee that career is going to be there, you know, because of the way things change. So, like when I first started out, my original degree was in commercial arts. And commercial arts was graphics without the computer. Okay, so you were doing logos and things like that. And that's what it was. It became obsolete when the computer came around. Then I changed my degree to draft architecture, right? So I did drafting and architecture. Then the AutoCAD came. So by the time I mastered blueprints, it changed again. So then I had to go back and retrain myself to get a graphic arts degree because I had to update it. Well, to make a long story short, as I look through the different colleges for master programs and stuff, they bring in back commercial art and they bring in back drafting. And they said, oh, you know, those are gone. But it ended up coming back to the basics because, yeah, if someone knows how to use a computer and use some graphic programs, anybody can make anything. But you still need the hands-on and you still need the design behind you, you know, to come up with some concepts or be able to do it by hand if you have to. And so now they're kind of bringing that back. And I was like, oh, that's a trip. That's really a trip. And then there was marketing. I got into some marketing and economics. And economics is kind of the same, but it has changed, of course, because, you know, it's how people buy, how people purchase, and what is, you know, I don't know, what people want. And the marketing has now included the internet as well. You know, when you talk about marketing now, you got to bring in social media into it because it's changed. You can't just count on your brochures and business cards and things like that. So it's just, okay. So anyways, what I'm trying to say is, yeah, with all that training, I thought that's not amounting to anything. So now I have these opportunities when I am not really going to talk about it completely right now, but finally something has come up that makes sense for me. And it's a matter of putting everything together, like all my skills, into one packet. And I can't believe it took this friggin' long for something to develop. But at the same time, I guess I just had to wait it out for the times, right? It was going to come eventually. So I think it's kind of awesome. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to keep talking more and more about this. But it kind of puts together what I do now. See, like, look how slow it is. Like, what the heck is going on? And it's still trying to download that Windows 10. I do not want the download. I don't want Windows 10. I just had, oh, that's what it was. So yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, I brought my tablet. And I was going to do a live hangout broadcast. And I thought, okay, the tablet, I could do it. I was set up. Everything was going good. But then it said I needed something to make it work or something. So I spent all day. And when I came home, I spent like till 3:30 in the morning trying to figure out what this thing is that I needed, and everything that on the their list of possible things to connect with, none of them would download on my tablet. And then I realized I have this Windows 8.1 RT whatever on this tablet. Tablets, that's a piece of shit. So that tablet's going on eBay. I'm getting a new tablet. That's going on eBay. That is worthless. Like, why do people buy that? Yeah, some of the apps are fun, but I hate apps. I've always hated apps. Like, I don't got time for that. Now, if they have a FarmVille app, maybe I will get that. It's like, what? Okay, the only app I can say that I absolutely like is the one called Radio 911, and that is a scanner. And that one I do listen to. I listen to the police scanner, and mostly from Chicago, because Chicago one is busy like all day and night, like all day. Like there's suicide attempts, domestic violence, some strange stuff, people walking naked, and some of these people are really young. So I listen to that. That kind of reminds me of the old days when you used to have the scanners with the crystals, and like you would buy certain crystals to get certain distances and stuff. But now it's all internet related too. So you don't need crystals and all that. You could just get this app. You could just pick a city. I chose Bakersfield once and that was kind of boring. It was like, oh, it's the rednecks again. It's like, oh, it's this area. The areas are kind of specific, so you kind of know what kind of people are over there. But it was kind of boring. Like, there's really no. Someone tipped a cow. Someone ran over. Silly things. Someone stole the tire. But the Chicago one, that one's crazy. That's crazier than the LA. But that's a good thing to listen to. So it's called Radio 911. Not sure if you could get it on, whatever other thing you have. Okay, let's check it out. See, Trump. Sorry, it's a lot of noise over here. Trump in Fresno. You know what amazes me about the rallies is how fast they travel. The one for the Bernie Sanders rally is gonna. The gates open at 4, so he's gonna be out there in the. Toward the evening, which is crazy. See, in San Diego. Okay, YouTube. Okay. All right. Here it is. Let me read. This is from the FresnoBee.com, their local section, local news. And. Highlights. Trump talks about water. Hillary and Bernie Sanders in Fresno stop. More than 200 protesters coverage outside of Sunland Arena. Trump ordered protesters out of Sunland. Broke out skirmishes. I can't read tonight. What the heck? Okay, skirmishes broke outside. So where's the rest of the article? Oh my God, what is with this page? What is with this computer? It probably because I neglected it for 2 months and now it's giving me attitude. All right, so this is from the Fresno Bee. Trump immediately launched into a discussion on water for the valley. Yeah, what about our water is contaminated, vowing that he would. Skipped over. Let me see what happened. Okay. Are you kidding me? Maybe I should just stop the scan. The scan's making me mad. Okay, let's cancel the scan because it's not helping me. All right. And he talked about that. Other than himself, Trump had no kind words for virtually anyone. not former Trump executives, political reporters, or the President of the United States. Our president is grossly incompetent, Trump said to the wild cheers. Respect us, shouted one man in the audience as Trump talked about how America should deal with others. This guy had the best line of the morning. I'm very embarrassed. Can I use it? Trump said. He launched on a point about Hillary Clinton's lies, specifically how Trump likes the North leader. All right. Well, I'm having a hard time reading this article because it doesn't want to load. I want to see what happened at the end. Oh, here. This is what I saw, I guess. By 12:30 p.m., Fresno police and highway patrol officers were getting ready to try to dispense the crowd of protesters assembled at Ventura and M Street. Well, I don't see anything about the cars. There was like police cars everywhere. And they were just like blazing, trying to get them out of the area. All right, this is a long article and it's not loading. So that's it. That's the news. That's the political news section of the show. So I did find an article that I haven't read yet that sounded interesting. And this comes from CBS News. Jury sides with Google in $9 billion intellectual property battle. So I didn't even know that this was going on. So let's see what's happening. Okay, Google's Android software just dodged a $9 billion bullet. A federal jury found Thursday that Google didn't need permission to use a rival's programming tool as it built Android, now the world's leading smartphone operating software and a key part of Google's multi-billion dollar internet business. All right, which one is it? Oracle? I guess it's Oracle programming. Oh, okay, but the jury in a U.S. district court found that Google made fair use under copyright law the Java elements that help different program softwares work together. So I guess they had a lawsuit over the JavaScript, which, you know, which is pretty much needed for everything computer-wise. So I guess they sued Google? Is that what it is? The fact that it's used on the smartphones? Okay, let's see. Google is so huge right now, it's not even funny. And I hate Google. I hate it, but you need it. Because if you want to use some of these things that they got, the only thing I don't like is they want all your information. And that was my problem with my tablet. Like, I was trying to download this thing that I needed for the YouTube Hangouts for the tablet. And it said it wasn't signed in with a proper sign-in. Even though I was technically signed in, but they wanted me signed in with what I signed in on my tablet. And I signed in my tablet on a bogus email because it was like, I don't want them to connect. They don't need to know my tablet. They already know my computer. Like, they don't need to know every device I'm using, right? So that was part of my problem. And I might, but no, that one's going on eBay. I don't care. I'm selling that tablet. I'm getting a new one, new updated version that has it already in there so that I don't have to do this. But anyways, that's the news. The high profile dispute was a clash of Silicon Valley titans. While much of the trial focused on arcane aspects of computer programming, jurors heard testimony from prominent tech executives and a pair of multi-billion moguls. Google founder Larry Page testified in person, while the Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison appeared on video. Okay, let's see. The verdict. The jury's verdict marks Google's second victory in the case. Okay, there was something in 2012. And the verdict was Android makes fair use of Java APIs, represents a win for the Android ecosystem, for the Java programming community, and for software developers who rely on open and free programming languages to build innovative consumer products. All right, so that came from CBS News. So far, that's the only news I saw interesting to talk about, because the other one is all bogus. It's all propaganda about politics, and I'm really sick. And I am so sick and tired of seeing RIPA. Who cares? Like, she's got a job. She doesn't have a job. Somebody's going to be co-starring with. Oh, they're not co-starring with. I don't know what's going on with that chick, but I don't care. Like, I don't think anybody gives a shit. Not to be mean, but nobody. Who cares? Okay? If you got work like that, that is good. If you're going to bitch about it and you got drama over it, that's your fault. You should appreciate that type of job. You know, goes to people's heads. And now every time I turn on, open it up, you see RIPA. RIPA. And? And, you know, if I just fire her. Either fire her or hire her. I don't know what the deal is. I don't care. I don't even know anybody that watches that show. Like, who watches that? Except, like, old people. Nobody watches that. Okay, I feel better. All right. High school students defy atheists. Recite Lord's Prayer at graduation. I talk about making money all the time. And I know it sounds kind of, people think it's kind of crazy. I've joined several groups of retailers, you know, online retailers and resellers. And I've been doing this for about 11 years. And pretty much that is my bread and butter. And people think it's crazy, but according to Fortune, you know, Fortune.com, like Amazon. Amazon is bringing 2,000 jobs to this Rust Belt town. So I guess this is one of the places that they built their new warehouse. And it has grown so much. And people, and a lot of these, the merchandise that they have are from people like me, right? People who do arbitrage, what they call arbitrage. And what it is you purchase, you know, from your suppliers, let's say, I don't know, let's say there's a game that you know is going to be super popular, and you buy your games at bulk, you know, with your business discount and all that stuff, and you can make a profit, right? You put it on, what you do is you ship your stuff to Amazon Warehouse. And when you do a big box, you keep track of your inventory and everything. And this is a nice new thing that they have. It costs a bit. They take a certain percent. But if you don't have the space, like me, I make a lot of handmade items and I sell it. But this is great for people who don't do that. And people who, you know, have the smarts to do spreadsheets and organize and everything. But you don't have the space to be purchasing stuff and leaving it in your house or apartment, this is a good option. And you just send it I don't know, there's a way it sends to different warehouses and you send it over there. And in Amazon, when you sell, they ship it. They take care of all the shipping. They take care of the refunds. They take care of this customer service. If you do it through, do it that way. You can also just control it yourself and you do the sales, but then you're responsible for other things. It's on you kind of thing, and it could hurt your ratings because they're very strict. You mess up or you try to sell something that they absolutely don't want you to sell, you're permanently off the list. So it's a scary site to sell on, but it's one of the most profitable sites to sell on. Right now, I'm just waiting for my approval for they're going to try out people who do crafts. And, you know, it's, and it can't be crappy crafts. Like, you've got to have a legitimate business. You got to have a legitimate item, product. And then you wait for the approval. And when, if you do get approved, they're actually giving people like me websites. They're your own personal website, not just like, you know, eBay. Yeah, you have your store. It's different. It's a website, but it's connected to Amazon in some way. And then you have different rules than the rest of the people. But that's a good thing. And it's brand new still. So if you're interested, you could try to do it that way. And you have to get unlocked too in different categories. Like, I'm unlocked in clothing and jewelry. They have to see what you got and get approved. But it's crazy. But books is the way to go. Like, with some people, what they do is they would just go to thrift stores and go to libraries and anywhere where they're like throwing out books. And you get books, cooking books, mechanic books, all kinds. And if you're lucky, you find rare books. And you can either ship them out yourself or you ship it to the warehouse. And the only thing is you got to kind of prepare it as if you're shipping them out. Like, you could shrink wrap the book. You have to put stickers on it and stuff like that and have it kind of prepped. So that when the sale comes, they put it together and ship them out. And that's where all those new jobs are coming from for those people in those warehouses. So they're hiring people like crazy because it's constant. It's pretty amazing. You got to dig in and look at how big it is. But these are people used to mock, right? It's like, oh, you just sell online. That's not anything. Well, I personally know from online, from some of the friends that I've made, I personally know people who make like $30,000 a month doing this. And that's if, you know, they're hardcore. They have some help and stuff, but they're hardcore. Like, they live, eat, and breathe this. So it is possible. Me, I'm lucky if I get a dollar. No, just kidding. But it's a lot of work. All right, so let me see what they're talking about. What area is this? Joliet, Illinois. All right, so there's 2,000 new jobs over there. Now let's go talk about eBay. eBay in the news. There's one person, and this is some of the stuff that you could do with it when you start making good sales. Actually opened a store, but I don't know. I mean, it's not a thrift shop. It kind of looks like one, but the stuff go because she's got it on eBay, which is kind of like, I don't know how that would work. It doesn't say whether she's successful. I think that just gives you a whole lot of work. Because kind of like when I have to do shows and I bring my stuff over, it's a pain because if it sells, you got to go on their site and end the sale because you only have one item. And it is a pain. You know, it's a pain in the butt because you got to watch it like a hawk. And if you forget to take it off, and someone buys it, you're in trouble. So that's what I see on this. Like, what if she has a super busy day and she's ringing this stuff out and she doesn't totally keep track of what you sell to take it off the website? I think that would be kind of difficult. All right, so let's see what else is gonna... Rihanna's Puma Creepers hit eBay following release. Okay, well, that's nice. I effing hate the thing. This woman's eBay advert for her Fiat 500, which she admits has caused her a lot of trouble. You know, Fiats, no offense to anybody who owns one, I have never seen a Fiat that actually ran. Maybe the brand new ones, but in all my life, there are certain people that had Fiats, and they were always broken, like always. There's always something wrong with it. Like, they'll drive for one day, and then they were broken. So I don't know why people buy that car. That car is ugly. It's an ugly car. I hate Fiat. Okay, so that's my thought on that. Okay, let's see. 10-gen shoppers, enjoy 3-day retail therapy from your couch. It's not surprising that eBay is behind elevating the online shopping realm one further for thousands of people. What are they going to do? Oh, here. Viral. A viral Chewbacca mask are selling for $500 on eBay. If you want to be a happy Chewbacca, it's costing you. The electronic Wookiee mask that sold out at several major toy chain stores. Okay, so $200. Oh, selling for $200 on eBay. All right, well, so I guess Chewbacca masks are selling. So if you can make one, I'd put one up there. Make one better than that one, because that one looks ugly. That'd be kind of cool. Okay, students' eBay dolls house pillow blunder goes viral. She unwrapped two pillows she bought on eBay and discovered that they were only an inch. And it goes viral. Well, what did she think? You have to be careful with some of that stuff. Like, if it looks like fine furniture for real cheap, it's a miniature. Some people don't know that. Like, they sell miniatures. Miniatures are something that people buy. But I don't know. I'm not totally reading the article, so. But that's in The Sun. Okay. Here. The $50,000 iPhone rare prototype Apple handset goes on sale. All right. Well, that's on eBay. I want to see a story. I want to see if there's any stories of eBay shoppers. Oh, I was telling somebody about this. I was looking at VHSs. We've got like 4 boxes filled with VHSs because I have not updated myself on technology with the television set. Because I don't watch TV. We don't have TV, right? And I was looking on this with the VHSs. Disney movies sell like crazy. And I was telling somebody, the Beauty and the Beast sells for a lot of money. Even though there's a ton of people selling it, they sell. And it's some home studio edition. And there was this time like when all these Disney movies were coming out. And they were coming out under this brand. And there was like a whole set. You had Beauty and the Beast. You had Toy Story. And all these other things. And they were selling for some reason. So here's this article. Disney VHS tapes are selling for $500 on eBay. Let me see some cool ones. Because some of these, some people may have these and, you know, you may have this in your home. I'm telling you, like they were, and there was someone was like, no, that can't be. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. These Disney movies are selling. So crazy. Okay, so you have Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, Peter Pan, Snow White, Dumbo, Little Mermaids. Okay, and these are the old ones. The old ones, right? See, and here it is. I knew it, okay? In a surprising find, the original Beauty and the Beast VHS tapes are selling on eBay for as much as $9,000. One in particular is being sold for nearly $10,000 in an unopened Black Diamond Classic. Oh yeah, that's what it is, the Black Diamond Classic. Which originally sold for $20 when it came out. Apparently the new fad, okay, this is from Movie Pilot. Apparently the new fad of turning these Disney classics into live action films sparked a burning nostalgia in some people. Reddit user, Reddit executive, has Reddit_executive, has a theory behind the sudden desire for rare Disney tapes. On the spine of the VHS and Betamax tapes is a black diamond with Walt's signature on it. This was Disney's first attempt to market their videos to homes. Because of this, certain Disney collectors are convinced that these VHS tapes are worth something. And this is with where it says Walt Disney. It has the signature instead of just fonts, like just regular fonts. And so in this person's search, this is what they found. Okay, Peter Pan is going from $50 to $200. The Lion King, $75 to $200. 101 Dalmatians, $100 to $200. Aladdin, $150 to $500. Snow White, $250 to $600. Cinderella, $200 to $1,000. Okay. So check your parents' entertainment center, 90 kids. There may be a treasure. All right. Let's see. Now the sources for this is eBay, Reddit, and BuzzFeed. Let me see. All right. Okay, so there you go. That's that article on the eBay stuff. Unless I see another one. Not sure if I can find one. Okay. That's it. All right. I don't see anything else. Oh, iPhone 6 prototype fetches insane bid. Let me see what's going on with this one. I think this is the kind of the article I was reading before. Okay, iPhone 6 prototype. Early this week, okay. Bids exceeded $50,000 before the listing was pulled. What gives? Turns out it was a prototype running switchboard. So why is something like this covent to among Apple fans? Well, for one, these prototypes aren't supposed to be available to the public, making it a rare item for collection. As you can see in the picture, the device doesn't look that all different from a typical iPhone 6, though. It does lack the FCC logo, serial number, and IME number, which can be found plastered on the back of the iOS device. Meanwhile, the Lightning port is red, which appears to be another way for Apple to easily tell that it is for internal testing only. Oh, I see. So if you know iPhones, I mean, I would check it out. See if you have a prototype. If you have a prototype and you're broke, put it on eBay. You might get like $50,000 for it. But I would put it with a limit so that you don't lose it for $5 or something. All right, so that's it for that. That's it for news on selling and stuff.